Yemisechta Ovis holding Perakei, Mishnalef, Basora Mamorois Nivroilum. HaKadosh Baruch Hu created this world with 10 words of a Vayomer. And there really is only 9 words at the beginning of Bereishis, and the word Bereishis itself is also called a Maimer. So with 10 words Hashem created the world. So Mishnah asked the question, Valoi B'maimer Echad Yocholi Hebrois. HaKadosh Baruch Hu really could have created the world with one Maimer. Gosh could have said Vayehi, it should be in a B. We also, the Pasuk says, Hu Omar Vayehi. Hashem said, and it was. That's the way Hashem created this world, with a Dibur. So what do you have to have 10 Diburim for? Why not just one? So the Mishnah answers, Ela Lihipora Min HaRishoyim, to give punishment, to destroy the Rishoyim, the wicked people, Shema Avdin Es Oilem, that they destroyed this world with their Rishis, Shenivro Basar Mamoris, that the world was created with 10 different words. And also, Bolitein Socha Toiv LeTzadikim, to give good reward to the tzaddikim, shemekayomim eselam, that keep this world going, shenivra, that was created, biasor mamoris, with 10 words. Lord Ben Yain explains, basor mamoris, he says, mi bereshis vad vayichulu, from bereshim to vayichulu, it says 9 times the word vayomer. And the word of bereshis is also called the maimo, the pasuk says until him, bidvar Hashem shamayim nasu. And Rabbi Yehuda explains that Hashem pays back to Rishayim that they destroyed this world, meaning to say it's such a dover gadol, shenivra be'asara mamoris, that Hashem put so much extra effort into this world to make it so choshev, and therefore somebody that goes and does averus to destroy it deserves to have terrible punishment. The same thing, either gisam tzaddikim that do mitzvahs, that's mekayim this world, so they keep this beautiful world going that Hashem put 10 mamoris into, they get tremendous char. But the Bein Yair says, Shlo Nivra Olam, this world was only created, Ela Lasos Bo Hayosha Bein Hashem. The reason why Hashem created this world is that we, Bnei Yisrael, should be mekabel the Torah and do what's right in the eyes of Hashem. The Yisim came, people that do this, is mekaymenoi, so they keep the world going. And therefore the Indian of 10 mamoris is to show how choshev this world, to realize when we do mitzvahs, we're keeping this beautiful world going, how dover choshev it is. And midagis that do an avera, it's such a terrible thing. Really there's a Mesiyos Hashem that brings down Yishalmi. Hashem says when he first created this world, Hashem says, Tein daitcha shloi tekalkul elomi. Hashem is giving us a beautiful world. Use it out the right way. But be careful, Hashem says, and don't destroy my world. Meaning to say, when we do Averis, that takes away the Kerech of the Maimer of Hashem, and that goes to destroy the world. And me, the Gisem, we were Mekayim the Torah, that gives Kerechis into the Maimer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's Mekayim the world. And we say, Mechadish Petuva B'chol Yom Tomid. It's not the Pshat Hashem created the world once. The Pshat is Hashem's Maimer, Hashem's words, is keeping the world going. Therefore, it's continuous. Maimer, Hashem's words are still here. And when we do mitzvahs, we're mekayim those words, and that makes the world go further. And either gives people to averus, it's destruction, destroying the world, and it's ma'abid ho'ilam. And the posh of shat is that we see how much work Hashem put in to create this world. It shows how dear this world is in the eyes of Hashem. Hashem has so much kavono in creating this world. And therefore, it's up to us, Bnei Yisrael, to keep the world going. We know Yom HaShishi, Hashem made it tonight with my Sabratius of Klaisos, Mekayim the Torah, and learns the Torah, and listens to the mitzvahs. That will be a key, and that keeps the world going. We give Kerechus into the Maimer of Hashem. And me, the Gisa, if we don't keep the Torah, then it says to go back to Tov Vavo. That's his word. If it's such a hush of a world, we have such an Achrayis to keep this world going. We just can't afford to do averus. We have to just keep on doing mitzvahs in order to keep this world going. As you used to ask, Rav Aaron Kotler Zatzal, the Rosh Hashiva, how could you have people stop sitting and learning, go out and make contributions to the world, let them be big doctors, big professors? How can you have people just stop sitting and learning? And he used to call them shaitim, fools. You have to know the biggest contribution you could do for this world is to learn Torah. It's Torah that keeps this world going. What keeps the Maimer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu going is our tzaddikim do the mitzvahs, learn the Torah. And that's the greatest contribution you could do for the world, to sit down and learn Torah. That's the Yom HaShishi. That's a snai in my shabreshis, that the Torah, Hashem looked into Torah, and with the koyach of the Torah, of these 10 mamoris, Hashem created the world, and that's what keeps the world going, kiseida, our limit at Torah, our kiyam of the Torah. Yeah, Mishnah Beis, Asara doirois me Adam v'yad Noach. There were 10 generations from Adam to Noach, loidia, to show us, kam erach ha'paim lefonav, how much HaKadosh Baruch Hu has patience, shekol ha'doiros ha'yimachisim u'boyim, all these generations made HaKadosh Baruch Hu angry. They were doing averis, ad shehevi aleihem esmei ha'mabul, until HaKadosh Baruch Hu destroyed them with the flood. And similar, asara doiros minoyach ve'ed Avram, there were 10 generations between Noach and Avram, lo'idi, also to show us, kam erach ha'paim lefonav, how much patience HaKadosh Baruch Hu has. For the same thing, shekol ha'doros ha'yimachis n'boyim, all these generations are doing averis and making Hashem angry. At shebo Avram, until finally Avram came, and with his great schusim, v'kibol olav schar kulam, he received the reward for all of them. And the Rabbi Yain explains that to teach us erach ha'paim of Hashem, that we are rishoyim, that are doing rishas, doing bad things, don't wonder how come Hashem doesn't take revenge upon them. We're still in Golus right now. He says, Yishino, will come a time that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will remember us, Poiket Avos Rishonim, V'mayi Kadmur Machamecha, that Hashem will come soon and help us. There's a limit to how much the Erech HaPaim of Hashem. And after it says that, by Avram Avinu, Noito Schar Keneget Kulam, the Be'inu says, because Avram Avinu was Mila Kol HaChasroinois, V'yosa Toive Keneget Kol Rosam, and therefore Tzilim and Aperonius. Avram Avinu was such a big tzaddik, was Midas HaChesed, he did such toivam, and was connected all the ra that the Doris did, and therefore he was able to save them from their punishment. Mashenke Noach was not able to save them, because Noach was not the same type of a tzaddik like Avram. And after it says that Avram Avinu took schar k'neged kulam, Rabbi Yoin explains that every person has a chelik in Gan Eden and a chelik in Gehenim. And the pshat is that if you do mitzvahs, if you zeicha to be a tzaddik, you'll take only your chelik in Gan Eden. V'nischai v'bedino, if you come out to be a rosham, you'll take the chelik in Gehenim. He says there are certain tzaddikim that they only do tithe, they don't do any ra. Other people only do ra. So therefore the pshat is that the tzaddik takes the Gan Eden from the other people. And other rabbi, the other people take the Gehenim from the tzaddikim. Therefore Avraham Avinu, he was mekabel the Gan Eden from all the door, that's called he took schar keneged kulam. And that the Mishnah says that loidia kam erach ha'paim lefonav, how much patience as Kodesh Baruch Hu has, doesn't get angry right away. So first him say leid chasmin, that the purpose why Kodesh Baruch Hu did not pay them back right away, but he waited 10 days, was to teach us this gufa, that we should see the erach ha'paim of Kodesh Baruch Hu. We have to learn how to have this midas also of erach ha'paim. Hashem is teaching us the beginning of the Bria, the Smida of Erech HaPayim. And then by Avram Avinu, that we say, Kibul Schar, he protected them, they didn't have to be a Churbin. Pshat is Avram Avinu put into the Bria the Mida of Chesed. It was Avram Avinu's Mida, not stand to do it for himself, but he put it into the Keiches of his children. Children went after him, put it into the Bria, and that's why now the Bria is Meskayim. That's why now we're not going to have any Churbin for the whole world, because there's a koyach of chesed in the world that Avraham Avinu put in. That's the midas that we're noyed chesed. There's midi k'negin midah, Kodesh Baruch Hu is noyed chesed with us also. Now the Mishnah says, Mishnah Dalit, or Mishnah Gimel, Asora nisyoinis nisnas Avraham Avinu, v'yomad bekulam, Kodesh Baruch Hu tested Avraham Avinu 10 times, and he withstood them all. Lo'idia to show us, kama chibosa shel Avraham Avinu, how much love Avraham Avinu has for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now the Rabbeinu Yonah says here, we know the ninth Nisoyin was the Akedah. Says that was the greatest one, the Rabbeinu Yonah says. And the Pasuk says, Ki atu yodati kirei lekim atu. That the Pasuk coming to tell us, to Madiya, to the world, that Avraham Avinu had a tremendous amount of Yirah Shemayim. Rabbeinu Yonah says, Loshin, Ki Yirah Shemayim gedoylo mikol ha-mitzvah shebatorah. This is the greatest of all the mitzvahs. All other tests, it doesn't say Kirele Kimato. Chutz Mizu, but this was the greatest test of them all, to take his own son for Korban Olam, that shows the year up. And then the 10th Nisayin, he says, that was the Kfur Asorom. And then when the Mishnah ends off, Kama Chibosesh Vavam Avinu, he learns, Hayamin Asel HaKadosh Baruch Hu tested him, Legalus Labrius, that we should be uncovered to the world. Ki Yirei Elokim, that Avraham Avinu had Yirah Shemayim, V'sholem B'chol HaMidas. He was Sholem in all the Midas, was tested in all his Midas, to show us the greatness of our father Avraham Avinu. And you say it of all the Nisyonis Mephoshim speak out, that it wasn't any difference Avraham Avinu, the first Nisyon of Lech Lecha, to the Nisyon of the Akedah. Everything Avraham Avinu did was only Api Hashem. Whatever the Rotzen of Hashem was, that's what Avraham Avinu did. And Mephoshim speak out, you say that the Nisyon is, the test is, something that it's against your teva, something that you don't understand, but still you do because the Kodesh Baruch Hu wants you. Like the biggest test was the Akedah that was against Avraham Avinu's whole way of life. He taught the world chesed, to be nice to one another, to help out one another. Here the exact opposite, the greatest opposite of a chesed is to go to kill your own son. And also in Seichel, Ki bi Yitzchak l'kor l'chozeram, Klai Yisrael is supposed to be come out of Yitzchak. If Avraham Avinu is going to kill Yitzchak, he's killing our Klai Yisrael. Doesn't make any sense. This was the greatest Nisoyim, things that don't make sense to you. Still, if that's the Rotzen of Hashem, that's the mitzvah, we do it because that's the Rotzen of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that's called the Nisoyim. Hashenken by Yukastim, that Avraham Avinu was saved from the Eish, that Nimrod threw him into the Eish, because he didn't want to worship Avodah Zarah, that wasn't the Nisoyim. It's not even brought down in the Torah. Because that was Pasha, that wasn't even a test for Avraham Avinu. Avraham Avinu was poshid not to worship Avodah Zarah, not to worship the idols. They're nothing. There wasn't even a test. A test is the pshat is that you may think the opposite, and still you listen, because that's the Rotzen of Hashem. And the emes is that whatever Hashem tells us to do, the mitzvahs we only gain, we never lose out. We know by the Akedah is just the opposite. That by the Akedah, Avraham Avinu thought he's killing Yitzchak, there won't be any more Klai Yisrael. So the Shloah speaks out in Tanav Elio, that really Yitzchak's first neshama wasn't able to have children. Yitzchak was an oka. The Shasti Akedah, his Parcha Nishmasai. And there's a Tchias Amesim, he got a new neshama by the Akedah, and with the new neshama he was able to have children. We know the second Bracha in Shmon Esrei, Mechayim Mesim, that's connected Yitzchak. What's up with Mechayim Mesim? Because Yitzchak was the first one to have Tchias Amesim. That through the Adaram, but through the Akedah, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu understood, knew, that was the greatest chesed he could do to Klal Yisrael. The greatest chesed was to get Yitzchak and Nishama, now he's able to have children. Akdei Kach, some Midrashim say that Rivka, the Shasta Chashin, she was 14 years old. Pasuk calls her a Nara. Doesn't make sense, a three-year-old girl was called a Nara. Rashi says she was 3 years old. So some of Rashi said, they brought down for the Midrashim, that the Pshat was, that by the Kedah, Rivka also got a new Nishama. Her old Nishama left her and she got a new Nishama. So this new Nishama was 3 years old, Mishan, she got married. But else, because of the Akedah, that was the foundation, how to build Klai Yisrael with Mesiras Nefesh, with Yirah Shemayim, that's the way you build the Shtub, that's the way you build a Bayis Nemon, that's the way you build Klai Yisrael. The Mishnah Dalid, Asara Nisim Nasla Vasein of Mitzrayim. There were 10 Nisim that happened to Klai Yisrael and Mitzrayim. Poshita means the fact Klai Yisrael was saved from the Esra Makos, that was 10 Nisim to Klai Yisrael. And the Asara Layom, there were another 10 Nisim happened by the Kriyas Yamsuf. And Esra Makos, Eva Kodesh Baruch Hu La Mitzrayim, 10 Makos that Kodesh Baruch Hu brought upon the Mitzrayim. And the Esra Layom, 10 was brought by the Yam. You now know in the God that we dash and there were 5 times more by the Yam than there was by Mitzrayim. Here the Mishnah says it was the same. So Farshim say that the word from the 5 times more means each Makkah had 5 koiches, 5 subjects to it. Really it was only 10 Nisim Aliyam. Just it had 5 different chalakim to each chalak, therefore it's called 5 doubled by 5, either 50 or 200 or 250. That's all the side of Esa Nisim happened, Ika Nisim happened by the Yam. So again, the 10 Nisim Mitzrayim was that the Makkahs did not affect Klai Yisrael. Therefore, the 10 Makkahs are considered 10 Nisim that happened to Klai Yisrael. Mashenkein, the 10 Nisim that happened to Klai Yisrael al-Yom, there was special reason there from the Klai Yisrael, by the Kiryas Yamsuf, where the Yam split, where the Abay was dried, where they had walls there, there were 10 Yisim there. And it says there were 10 Makas brought upon the Mitzrayim that was spent by the Yam. That means 10 the way they were killed through the Kriyas, by the Yamsuf. There were 10 different Madragas of Misa, there are 10 different Makas there by the Yam. Then the Mishnah says, Asara Nisyoinois, Nisu Avaseinu Asakorashbocho Bamidbar, with 10 trials that our Avaseinu, our fathers, tested Akorashbochu in the Midbar. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Vayinasu Oisi Ze'es Epomim, they tested me 10 times, for Lo Shomu V'Kayli, and they did not listen to my voice. And this was a terrible chet upon Klai Yisrael. They tested HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning they did not have enough emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Roshim say, there's one thing, if Mitoich Roi V'Yishroi, a person has too much, and he's chayta, okay, that takes him away. But here Klai Yisrael, V'Yancha, V'Arivecha, in the Midbar, they should have more bitochim, more emunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that they saw clearly the Ashkochim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just took them out of Mitzrayim. And they gave them the money, the midbar, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took care of us, and still Klai Yisrael at 10 times, they did not have enough emun, enough trust in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That was a terrible chet. Then Mishnah says, Asara Nisim Nasal of Hasein B'Veis HaMikdash. In the Veis HaMikdash, there were 10 miracles that happened. One was, Lohipi Lo Isha Merech Pasar HaKadosh. No lady had a miscarriage because of the smell of the Basar HaKadosh of the Karbonis, v'lohisriach Basar HaKadosh Me'ilum, and the meat of the Karbonis never spoiled, v'lohinira zvu b'beis HaMitbechayim, they never saw a fly where they used to shech the animals, the beis HaMitbechayim, by the butchers, usually there's plenty of flies there, there was a nest with never a fly there, v'lohira keri l'kayin godol v'yom HaKippurim. On Yom Kippur, the Kohen Gadol never saw Kerry, even though the Mishnah talks about he used to prepare another Kohen Gadol in case, but it never happened that he saw Kerry. The rain never came down and put out the fire on the Mizbeach, on the Atzei HaMarochom. And the wind light did not disperse the column of smoke that came up from the Mizbeach. They never find by the Korban Oimlish anything wrong with it, or else of a Shtei Alechem that was brought on Shavuos, or the Lechem upon him was brought on every Shabbos. Oimdim Tzefufim, the people used to stand there, crowded together, or Mishtachvim Revochim, and they would bow down, there was plenty of space. V'loihizik Nochosh V'akrab Yishlai Me'yelom, neither a serpent nor a scorpion ever caused any damage in Yerushalayim. Loi Omar Odom Lechaber, a person never had to say to his friend, Tzadli Hamokam, Sha'olim B'Yerushalayim, it's difficult for me to stay overnight in Yerushalayim. There's always plenty of place for people to stay in Yerushalayim. The Farshim speak out that the Chiddush of these 10 Nisim is that when all a person thanks HaKadosh Baruch Hu when something bad happened to you and you get saved, so you thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or else time when something good happened to you, so you want to thank Hashem that you got something good. But more people don't think to thank Hashem just for the fact that nothing happened to you. And all things bad happen to people, and you were lucky that nothing bad happened to you. For that alone, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Here, these 10 Nisim are Nisim that happened, that, like, what was the nest? Let's say the first one. A pregnant lady never had a miscarriage from smelling the meat. Because what happened was, in the Beis HaMikdash, they used to, burn the Karbonis all day. The Kohanim were eating the meat all day. There's a tremendous amount of smell that went out from the Beis HaMikdash. And really that smell is also banom, and it's also for Nishan or for Yisrael to eat the kachim. So she would have smelled it, she would have had a taiva to eat it, and that maybe would have made her have a miscarriage because of that. So Hashem made a nef that they never smelled the meat, and never affected them. So for this alone, right, there's across the time, you have to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu when everything goes good, just for the fact that nothing went bad, that's also a tremendous inyan to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to appreciate it. That's these 10 Nisim here. To thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for the HaKadosh Baruch Hu watches over the Beis HaMikdash, watches over Makam Kodesh, that's HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Makam, and he takes care. So even though it's nothing positive here, but just the fact that nothing bad happened, that's also an inyan to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chaim Velazhen also of Medayik, that this yisod, that nothing got spoiled here, that's also the pshat, that the more kedusha person has, that protects you, that preserves you. You're not going to have any sirchin, any running away. What rots away is a person's chet chatoim. Here in the Beis Hamikdash was moly kedusha, therefore there was no esriach basakedush. Also, Farshim said this yisod is to teach us that these are 10 nisim that people saw from the outside. So you can imagine, Rabbi Chatzko Levenstein, the Mashkiach Zmorim, you can imagine how many nisim happened inside. So it's all to teach us the yisod of Ein Oid Movadai. The Ramban always says there's no such thing as Teva, there's no such thing as nature in the world. Everything is through our Kodesh Baruch Hu, everything is nisim. We just have to see it. And the more the Makim is Kodesh, the more we could see it. But really, that's the chayvus of an Adam to realize that everything in this world is only through our Kodesh Baruch Hu, and there's the klal of Ein Oid Milvada. There's nothing else that could do anything but our Kodesh Baruch Hu. The Mishnah Vav, Asor Dvorim Nivru Be'er Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes. Ve'elohen, there are 10 things that were created right before Shabbos Ben Hashmoshes, right before Shkia, right before night. Ve'elohen, Pi'oritz, that is when Ness, by Korach Vadosu, that swallowed into the earth, the Pi'oritz to open up, that Ness was here from the beginning of the Bria. Or Pi'a Be'er, the mouth of the well, that the water came out, had been finest Christ on the Midbar. Pi'osun, that was by Bilam, that his donkey spoke back to him. Pi'a Keshes, and the rainbow. Pi'a Hamon, that the Christ of Hashem gave the food to Christ Israel. V'hamater, and the special stick that Moshe Rabbeinu used. V'hashomir, and the special worm that they used to cut the stones. Haksav, the script. V'hamichtav, being the form of the Hebrew olive bays. V'hamichtav, and that's the writing of the instruments used to write down on the luchas. L'Kosh Baruch Hu wrote the luchas, the Aseres HaDibros. V'haluchas, and the Aseres HaDibros itself, the luchas. All these were created at the beginning of the Brias Olam. V'yeshem, some say, Af HaMazikim, the destructive spirits, Ukfarosa Shemoshem, and the grave of Moshe Rabbeinu, V'eloi Shel Avram Avinu, and the ram of Avram Avinu. V'dekeda, V'yeshem, some say, Af Tzvas, B'Tzvas Asuya. Like the first tongues, like the first appliers, that was made in order to make other ones. So the first one, that was made by Kadosh Baruch himself. And after we said the Ksav, that the Surah Oisiyos, that's the way the Rav learns. Of a Michtav, where it was written from all four sides. Rav Ben Yonah says the Ksav, that means the Torah itself. The Torah itself was written in front of HaKadosh Baruch Hu B'Shesh Shemei Breishis, Be'ish Chora, with black fire, Agav B'Yesh Levon, on top of white fire. Then he says, V'amichtov, that's the Tzuras Oisius, the forms of the letters that was Chora scratched out ala Luchas on the tablets. And then Baluchas means that's on the tablets themselves. The Chora, these in Yonim, these 10 things, in Yonim, the Shoh Emunah, in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the verse 1, Tioritz, by Korach V'Adosai, when they had the machloikis against Moshe Rabbeinu, there was clear amuni, you see claw, the Yad Hashem, the way Hashem swallowed them up, the earth opened up and swallowed them up. Everybody saw claw, the moon and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Moshe Emes with Teros Emes, it was Kedai by us, the beginning of the Bria. We have to live, the important thing of this world is to live with the Amunah, to be able to see the godness of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Same thing, Piaber, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Mepharnasos, Hashem takes care of us. Who had been Pi'oson, to tell the Bikuach, to show back to the Rishoyim, to show them what they're doing wrong. The Sinyan also to see Klor, the Yad Hashem, the Keshes, also to see the Bris HaKadosh Baruch Hu made, the Mon, the Matam. These all things is the beginning of the Bria, that we have to live a life with total Amunah in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Inshallah, what's so important that Hashem had to create the Mazikim, the demons, how come Hashem had to create them? The beginning of the Bria Salem, so as they say over from Rav Chaim Zaitchik Zitzal, so the side of the Bria is a person has to grow through his snagdis, through the opposite. Opposites are put together and they form themselves to become perfect. Here also, in order to have Dovik and Toiv, he You have to be able to see clearly what rise, to know what vedas, to stay away from it. The mazikim demons, they're the total epitome of rav mazikim, not satash mazikim, they do damage. From them we can see clearly what ra is, what bed is, and from that we'll learn to stay away from it. So that's the way the Briya was started out, to be able to see the choshech, to know what it means to stay away from them, and to be dovek totin, a kodesh baruch, and avoid this Hashem, and stay away from stam the chayil amazeh. The Gemara in Brachos says, the kodesh baruch who created Romim, a kodesh baruch who created earthquakes, and lightning, and thunder, in order lefashet akmimisa shebelev, to straighten us out. Sometimes we get a little bit scared, we see what can happen, that straightens us out, that puts us on the right track. So that's the yisod of the mazikim also, that's why the davka part of the Briya Soilam. And the ayil also, what was so important, about the ayil that Moshe Rabbeinu brought after the Kedom. Really the pasuk says, well, ayil achar, it says them, shalom, what do you mean ayil achar, there's no other one there. The Medrash Darshan's ayil achar means that this is the last ayil, this is going to save us, protect us from Yemos HaMashiach, this will bring the Mashiach. The Schus of the Akedah that stands up for Klai Yisrael Mamash Ad Yemos HaMashiach is the middle of Mamash, beginning of the Briya. Kosh Baruch Hu put a Schus into Klai Yisrael that will be Zoichatak to see the Gula Shleima. That's the Schus of this ayil, the Akedah's Yitzchak. That's our Schus, our Schia, to be Zoichat to Tchias HaMesim to Mashiach. Kosh Baruch Hu prepared from the beginning all the way down to the end. Up to Mishnah Zayin, Shiva Dvorim Begolim, there are seven characteristics about a Golem that's like an uncultivated person, not completely formed. V'shiva v'chocham, and seven with a chocham, a learned one. Chocham, a person that's learned, ain't a medavlef ne'misha, godvim menu b'chocham v'minyin. Doesn't speak before one who is greater than him, in chocham and wisdom, and in years. V'ein nichnas l'tach divrei chaveiro, he doesn't interrupt the words of his fellow. V'yeina nivul hoishiv, he doesn't answer quickly, but rather thinks it over first what he has to answer. And Shaul Kenyon, when he asks the question, is to the point, umeshiv kalocha, and he applies according to the halacha. V'yeimer ala rishon, rishon l'achron achron, what's first, he answers what's first, what was first, was asked second, he answers second. V'yamar shaloi shomah, something he did not hear, like he does not know. He says it, he doesn't know. He admits to the truth. And these are seven characteristics about a chacham and the chalufayim begeilim. And the opposite is with an uncultivated person. And the Ben Yoni explains that a chacham, he doesn't talk in front of Misha Goldman of a chachamah, and the rabbi, he listens, he keeps quiet, he learns, he wants to continuously learn to gain more and more knowledge. Mashenka, the opposite with the Golem, he doesn't listen, he just talks, I just want to say whatever he knows, just speaks out. Same thing, a Chochm is not Nichnas, means he let his friend say the whole Machshava, the whole thought, the whole Kash, he listens well to know the Emes, and then he goes to answer. Mashenka, again, the Golem is not so interested in listening, he buzzes it in the middle. You know what it says, Amashal, Shomam, Shemati, Mephoshim, and Yenis says in the Mirim, means even if he has a good svara, Amoli would like to say it over, his name was Rebbe, so everybody should listen to him. That no, if you didn't hear it from your Rebbe, he says that I did not hear this from my Rebbe, could be it's my own svara, that's not what I heard over. And then Amoli del Emes, in case he made a mistake, or he has something else that's better than him, he admits to the Emes, he wants to know the truth. Others don't keep shutoi, means you have to say he doesn't know it. That they bring down a maimer from the Rashba, it's brought down Mishmer Sabayis. They said about the maimer, Achochmi says that the Rashba's lotion is, Mi Sheni Yodeya, Sheni Yodeya, Eni Yodeya. If somebody doesn't know, that he doesn't know, Itaka doesn't know. Meaning to say, if you don't know, you have to know you don't know. And then you want to learn. Mashenkin, if you don't admit that you don't know, you never come to know it. That's the mid of Achochem, that he doesn't know, Itaka says he doesn't know. And therefore he's been Makabel, the Yemes. We said before, being a Nivul Osh, he doesn't answer in a rush. It's brought down from the Gerg of Chatzkel of Ramsky. When he ever used to ask him a question, he used to say, I have to think about it a week, or I have to think about it for 6 hours. He didn't want to answer right away. First let me think it over to make sure it's Yemes. And after it says he's Moed Alem, it says there from the Chazanish he wrote, says that a real Godel Ador is somebody that could be Moed Alem. That's a proof there's a real Godel. Then we're up to Mishnah Ches. Shiva mine peronius boyin lirlim. There are seven different punishments that come to the world. Al Shiva gufi averis, for seven kinds of averis. What's going to be miksosan maisrin or miksosan and maisrin? Part of Klai Yisrael does take off maisa, trumas, maises, and part do not, part do the averis. In such a case, rov shel batzeres bo, there'll be a famine coming, be a lack of rain. And in such a case, miksosan raven, some people will have to be hungry, or miksosan sveim, some people have what to eat. What's going to be gomru shleilasois, shleilaser? All of them decided not to take off trumas and maises. Then rov shel muhuma v'shabbat service bo, that there'll be a famine coming from both muhuma, there'll be armed bands coming, and v'shabbat service bo will also be from droughts. V'shtalitves achalam, when they're there with the people, they not take off chala, rov shel kloya bo, a famine that will be destructive that comes. Kura des midi k'neged midi, when half do, half don't do, then there'll be a half a type of a punishment. When all do not do, then there'll be a punishment shall clear. Then the Mishnah says, devil bol yerlum, pestilence, people die, very few people die suddenly, blood comes in the world, al misais hamuras batera, some made it averis at the chayv misam, shlenim shul the bezin, bezin didn't carry out, bezin didn't kill him. The al peris shvius, means you weren't knowing the aloch is a peris shvius, the 70th year, you're not supposed to act like you're the yom. You're supposed to leave them hefka, let Amim come and take it. And therefore, midi k'neged midi, you did not let the Amim use it for yourself. You did not let the Amim come and take it. Therefore, maybe they died in hunger. And therefore, midi k'neged midi, you deserve to be killed. Now, cherev bo l'olam halinu hadin. Why is the punishment of the sword, or the mechama, if they come and kill you with the sword, what's that punishment for? Al inu hadin means for the delay of justice. The al evil they give the wrong psak. Some is high, they say that he's potter. The al hamorim baturish like alocha. He paskins the wrong way, kubavi surim. So for these things the cherub come. Chai raw bolerlam, wild animals come in the world. Al shvuashav, people swear false. V'achil Hashem, people call disgrace to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Golus bolerlam, why do we have to go into golus and exile? Al oivde avodah zarah, people worship avodah zarah. V'agil haroyis, adultery. V'al shvichas damim, for killing one another. V'al shmitas oretz, and not keeping the halachas of Shemitah working during the year of Shemitah. The question is, what's such a bad chet about Shemotah, Shemitah, Soretz? Klaisa doesn't keep Shemitah to work on the seventh year. Like Vishleim, Oibdia, Vajazara, Gilarosh, Vichazdom, and those are the worst of errors. That's why Golus born before we had on Perish Shriyas, that's why Misa comes. The Pshat is we have in the Parsham of the Baham, that there was a Tanakh, because brother gave Eretz Yisrael to Klai Yisrael, he gave us a tremendous matono, calls them on, we realize it comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Li Oretz. How do we realize it comes from Hashem? The fact that we keep Shemitah, we listen to Hashem the seventh year, we don't work on it, we leave it Hefka. That comes to show us that we understand that it belongs to Hashem. And the opposite, that's the key to be able to stay in it, so to keep ourselves to have success. The more we do what Hashem wants, the more we'll be Matzliach. Mashenkin, if we can't keep the halachas of Shemitah, that's the key to keep Eretz Yisrael. Melech's goals we get thrown out of Eretz Yisrael. And the Adin have a Misa consequence of this. This is the exact opposite of the Midah Bitochen. Tremendous Midah Bitochen, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to believe in Maimin, Bamun Shlema. Everything comes from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And we have to realize the more we do what Hashem wants, the more success we have. And the opposite, we're throwing Kli, we're throwing goals, we're throwing Misa. Is the mill of Mishnah test now, started here from Chairo. Now the Mishnah says, continues on, that the Abor Parokim four times, Hadeva Misrabe. The four times in the cycle of Shemitah of 7 years, Deva, this pestilence, it increases. Barvius in the fourth year of Shemitah, Uvar Shrius on the seventh year, the year of Shemitah itself, Uvar Moitzoy Shrius, and the year after Shemitah, Uvar Moitzoy Yechag, Shevachol Shana Vashona, the last day of Moitzoy, the end of Chag, the Sukkis, every year. And I'm soon explaining why these four times that we did swear in the Shemitah, because these are the times that the more Motzi is Gezel of Matnes Aniyim. That's when the devil comes. So explains now. Now the Mishnah explains Ravius, the reason why the fourth year of Shemitah, it comes with name Maaser Oni, because more the third year, we don't have Maaser Shein, instead we have Maaser Oni. So Shebishlishis of the third year, we didn't give Maaser Oni, so the man was like, we killed out the Oni, so midi, we got killed out in the fourth year. Bashvius, with name Maaser Oni, Shebishlishis, same thing on Shemitah, the sixth year was also not Maaser Shein and Maaser Oni. So we didn't give Maaser Oni in the sixth year because they need him to die. Midi Kenegan Midi will get his devil on the Shvius. When Maaser Shvius, the year after Shemitah, with Mei Perah Shvius, and we did not keep the halachas of Shemitah. We were in Mount Gerar fields, we didn't let the Neim come and take it, so we killed out the Neim. That's why Midah, we get Miser also. Then when Maaser Yachag, Shevachol Shana Vashonim, with Mei, Gezel Matnas Aniyim. His Pasha didn't leave over the Matunas Tosli, that's Vishas Leket Shichoteyim. Parrot voidless, as the apostle says, Lonnie will get a toys away soon. And the reason why it's a Moitzoy Chag Asukis is that's like the end of the day that you give your Nesinas of Matnas Aniyim. So kids, you have to be very careful as Man said by giving Stalker to give to the Matonah, to Aniyim, the way they deserve it. Your Mishnah Yud, Arbo Midis Bodim, there are four different type of characters of a person, how you act between your friends, between being Odom and Chaveroi. Hoimah, if somebody says, Shali, shali, v'shaloch, shaloch. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is yours. Izumi de beninis. This is the middle type of a character. Like, I don't want to give you from mine, and I don't want to take from yours. This is like the average type. V'yesherim, some say, zumi de zdoim. No, this is me, this dem, a terrible me. What do you mean you don't want to help out somebody else? And once you start to not help somebody, you'll end up not to invite anybody over, not to want to miss the sound, nor sorchim. You'll end up being like zdoim. What's going to be if somebody says, Shali Shaloch, what's mine is yours, you could have whatever I own. For Shaloch Shali, and what's yours is mine, I'll take yours also. This is Namoritz. When it says Namoritz, this is the way of the people that live on the earth. So Rashi learns with Genai, it's a bad midah, that you don't tell the difference between yours and his, you'll come to steal. The Rav is Mashmo, that it's a good midah. Amoritz means that's the way people live, there'll be Yishuv in the world, that you let people enjoy from you, you enjoy from them. There'll be a good life, there'll be a good yeshiva on the world. That's Lashon Amoritz, that means she writes a b'tikunoi shaloritz, you want the world to live, to be good. Just is not the best midah, because that's not, I don't have any chokhmah to be mavdil between what's yours and what's his. Let's say if somebody says, Shali shaloch, what's mine is yours, you can enjoy whatever I have. And v'shaloch, shaloch, what's yours is yours, I'm not going to take from you. I won't be over any segezel. I know the pasuk like the soina matonis yichir. It's not worth it to take presents from somebody. So that's a chosid. That's a pious person. That's a good midah. Shali, shali, v'shaloch, shali. What's mine is mine, and what's yours is also mine. That's a real rasha. If you want to take from other people, you don't want to give, that's a midah of rishis. And Rabbi Nirin explains that we say the midah of a chosid is shali, shaloch, v'shaloch, shaloch. The ikar is that you're doing chesed, you're helping out everybody else, and you don't want to take from others. That's because of the pasuk of the soina matonos yichyem. So that's the midah of a chesed. So I call upon the person has to know clearly hilchas choshe mishpat, not what's gezel, what's yours is yours, and what yichaves is yichaves. You have to know the ikar momnis, but then there's the midah of chesed that you have to help out, give others from yours, and not to just want to take from others. Now Mishnah Yud Aleph. Arba midas b'deis, with your day, with your mind, with your brains, like you use your brains, how you use yourself, there are four different characters. Noyach lichos, one person is easy to get angry, for noyach lirtzos is easy to be appeased. So such a person is yotzos chora b'hefseidoi. All his gain, his loss, goes out with the loss that he has. Since it's easy to get angry, it's a very bad midah. Because even though you're appeased very easily, but so what? You're always going to get angry if every little thing bothers you, so you're always going to be angry, it's a bad midah. What's going to be karsha lichos? The person at this midah, it's hard for him to get angry. But for Korshal Yitzchak, when he does get angry, it's very hard for him to be appeased. He doesn't take it. He doesn't give in. Is Yotza have saved the Bishara, the loss that he has, the fact that he doesn't is not appeased so easily, he's given in because of the schar he gets. He doesn't get angry. He's better off this way, not to become angry in the first place. Because he has more schar because he doesn't become angry. And everything is goes easy, so that's a better midah. That's going to be Korsha Lichois V'noyach Lirzois. Very hard to get angry, but very easy to be appeased. That's called the chosid. That's the best midah. You overlook things, you mavra midah, things don't bother you, and even if something really, really does bother you, but it's very easy for you to be appeased, that's a chosid. You'll always keep Ava V'yachva between chaverim. That's a good midah. What's going to be the opposite way? Noyach licha is very easy for you to get angry. Any little thing bothers you, and the karsha lirza is very hard to be appeased. You stay angry, that's a real rosha. There's a gemara in the Durham like this, that called hakoyis, any person that gets angry. So we know that there's averus, he has a lot of averus. But the Ben Yuen is medag when it says for a chosid, he's karsha licha, it's hard for him to become angry. But there are sometimes it does become angry. And that's when it's doing the Shem Kinnis Hashem, like by Pinchas, you see people doing chatoyim, people being bad, then you're supposed to get angry like little kanois to show them, tell them they're doing something wrong, not to be happy with Averus. But then finally, right after that, they're supposed to have this midah of a noich lirtzah, it's easy, it should be easy to be appeased. So I call upon a midah of kas to become angry, it's a very bad midah. We look at a Gemara in Brochus, Tav Chav Tes, that says, Loi Tirsach, he told them, don't become angry. And then, Loi Techta, he won't come to do Chatoyim. Mash, when a person becomes angry, he loses himself, he could do anything. One Gemara says, Kiloi Vedavari Dezara, that you don't have, you're not Yishuv Adas. If a person should not get angry, it feels everything is Minash Shemayim, everything is Tolim HaKorash Baruch Hu, and Adarabah, Dan Lekav Tchus, that's called Midah V'Chosid. The Mishnah Yudeis Arba Midas Betamidim. By students, they'll learn there are four different types of students. There's one person that's a Maher Lishma, it's very easy for him to listen, but Umar Lab, he loses it right away. Especially as it goes in one ear, goes out the other ear. Is Yotza Schor Bez Saidon. All this hard reward he got for listening, he loses, he ends up with a loss, because he loses it right away. Kosh Lishma, if somebody's very hard to listen, but once he gets it, the Korshal Abbe, once he gets, he doesn't lose it so fast. Yotzav said that the Hefzid that he had, it was hard for him to listen, that goes out, the schar with the reward. He ends up knowing it, that's a better midah. There's another Talmud that Smar Lishmoy, it's easy for him to listen, and the Korshal Abbe, he doesn't lose it. Once he gets it, he keeps it. That's a chochem, that's the best midah. To learn well, and to chaz it, review it, and keep it. What's going to be kosher lishmoyu mar la'abed? If it's hard to listen and it's very easy for him to lose it, zechelik ra. That's a bad midah. It's very hard to listen. Even after listens, he loses it right away. That's a bad midah. The Ben Yonah says this misha doesn't say a rosher, doesn't say a chosid, because deyo, that's a maton of Makadosh Baruch Hu. The misha does send a different midas of a talmud. You have a better talmud and a bad talmud. But it's not a Rosha, the other Rabbah. If that's what you have to learn according to your Kishroinus what you have. And if it's hard for you, you have to try harder and chaz more and work more and never give up. These are all matonis from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. But just as such a klal of Amakis Mekam, a person has to know what his Kishroinus are. And according to his Kishroinus, that's the way he has to work, that's the way he has to learn. Now the Mishnah Yud Gimel says, Arba midos benois neit tzedaka. There are four different characters of people, how they give tzedaka. One person is haroitza sheyitein, he wants to give v'lo yitnu acherim. Like he wants that only he should give tzedaka, but nobody else should give tzedaka. Such a person is ein ro b'shel acherim. He has a bad eye upon other people. Meaning he wants to be harmful to other people because he knows by giving tzedaka you become rich. She's the only one that wants to be rich. She doesn't want anybody else to be rich. So it's a bad midah, negeya to acherim, that you feel bad upon other people. What's going to be yitnu acherim v'hu la yitain? You want other people to give tzedaka, but you don't want to give. Is ein ro b'shlo, you have a bad eye on yourself, you're not being nice to yourself. By you not giving tzedakah, you won't become rich. It won't be good for you. That's a bad eye upon yourself. What's going to be yitain v'yitnu acherim? He wants to give tzedakah, and he wants other people also to do the mitzvah giving tzedakah. That's a chosid. That's where you're supposed to be. You're supposed to give tzedakah and be happy when other people give tzedakah. Everybody together should give tzedakah. What's going to be a mida of lo yitain? You don't want to give. And lo yitnu acherim, you don't want anybody else to give tzedakah. Rida, that's a real Russia. That's a bad mida. Mishnah Yedaled Arba Midas Bochel Beis HaMedrash. The four different type of people, how they go to Beis HaMedrash, how the attitude is to go to learn. Hoylech, one person goes V'yeina Oisa. Means he goes to the Beis HaMedrash, maybe he listens, but V'yeina Oisa he doesn't do. Means he doesn't work hard to really understand it, he doesn't review it. Such a person, Schar Halicha B'yodoi. He gets reward for the fact that he went, but not for the actual learning, he just loses the actual learning. What's going to be Oise V'eino Hoylech? Let's say Taki learns, maybe learns in his house. He learns a lot, he does, but V'eino Hoylech doesn't go to the Beis HaMedrash. Is Char Maisa B'yoda. A koponim, he has Char for the learning that he is doing. But he doesn't have the Char of Halicha. There is a Mida of a Char Halicha to go to the Beis HaMedrash. What's going to be Hoylech V'eise? Somebody goes to the Beis HaMedrash, he has the Char of going, and there he learns well, and he chazes, and he really works on it, and the kind of what he learns. That's a chosid. That's a good midah. What's going to be loyal if someone doesn't go to Beis HaMedrash? Loyosa doesn't even learn in his house. He doesn't do. He doesn't learn. That's a rosha. He's like, and like the Miri says, he's being mezalzo b'divrei Torah. It's a terrible avera. Not to go to learn. Not to try and learn. That's a real rosha. But the chiddush of this mishnah is that when you go to Beis HaMedrash, you have to go with the right kavonis. We have to go to learn Torah, try and learn the best we could, learn in the best place possible, to realize that kihem chayenu v'yarech yameinu.
Mishnah Tezvov, Arba Midois B'yoshvei Lefnei Chachomim. There are four different types of people that sit in front of Chachamim. That means Talmidim that learn in front of the Rebbe. So the Batnu learns that before the Mishnah spoke about how much of a Zikoron they have, and how much of a Shikha, how much they remember, and how much they forget. Now we're going to talk about how much the Talmidim understand the Svara Yeshara. Exactly how much do they take out of the Rebbe, the Shasta learning. So the Mishnah, there's a Svoi, that means there's a sponge, or Mashpech, that's a funnel, mashmeris, that's a strainer, v'nopo, that's a sieve. Svoig, what does a sponge mean? Shehu seifeg es hakol. It's everything the Rebbe says goes in. Svoig, what does a sponge mean? Shehu seifeg es hakol. It's everything the Rebbe says goes into him, but he doesn't know to understand what's right and what's wrong. He can't be mavchen between something that's right, a good svara, and something that's a bad svara. That's not such a good midah. Mashpech, this is the worst midah, a funnel. Shemachnez bozoi, umaytzi bozoi. It goes in one ear and goes out the other ear. Chal, he's not makabo what he learns. Mashmeris, the same, that's a strainer. Shemoytziyo es hayayin. You let the wine go through it. Vekoletes es hashmarim. And it holds back the shmarim, the bad parts, the shells and pits of the wine, which is not a good midah. In other words, all the good svaras you let go down, and you only remain with the bad stuff, with the bad svaras. You don't have a seichel hayosher. V'nofo, that's the best midah, that's a sif, shemoytziyo es hakemach, v'koletes es hafeles. You let the kemach go through, the not such clean flour, v'koletes es hafeles. You only hold back the pure, fine flour. That means any bad svar you let go, and you only retain the pure svara yeshura, which is, this is the best midah of a Talmud.
So the Mishnah Tazayin, kolahava shehi sluya bedover, any type of love that is totally in a special thing, is botel dover, if the thing goes away, is betelo ava, the love goes away also. Aba v'she'ena tuluya bedover, if you have love for something, it's l'shem shemayim, there's no in-between thing that's causing the love, is eina b'teilu li'elam. Such love doesn't go away forever. Now, a zehu, Eizo hi ahavo hatluya v'dover. What's called the love that because of something, it's an in-between thing that causes the love. Zu ahavas amnoin v'somer. That Amnon loved Somer. He didn't really love her. He just liked the fact she looked nice, and he wanted to have hanor with her. And Mela, after the hanor, the end of the pasuk says he hated her. Because it was only, it really wasn't an ava panimius, it was just an ava because of the looks. When they went away, he came to hate her. Of the she'ena tluya bedover, an ava that's not totally in something from the outside, but it's an ava panimius, an ava l'shem shemayim, su ava David v'yohinison. That's the ava that David had and Yohinison had, one to the other, that was an ava l'shem shemayim, and that never goes away. Because the pasuk says, "V'nefesh Yoinaso nikshura v'nefesh David." There was an avra pnimius, not totally in anything. That never goes away. And what we learn from this Mishnah is that everything we do should always be done l'shem shemayim. Even if we love our friends, we love the mishpacha, it should be a love of l'shem shemayim. Now, Shankin, if the love comes because of other sibis, because of taiva, because of znus, because of COVID, when it's bottled is in Yonim, then it's bottled the Yav. That's not called the Shem Shemayim. But what then when you're supposed to love Hashem, we have to ask Hashem Lekecha b'chol levovecho b'chol nashcho b'chol miyadecho, means all the Yav should be completely the Shem Shemayim, and not be totally stamped to do mitzvah, to get yourself a nice COVID, to give yourself a nice name. Everything should be done the Shem Shemayim. And that will be Miskayim. Then you'll be Matliach. Yeah, the Mishnah Yizayim, Kol machlekes shehi l'shem shemayim. Any argument, a controversy you have, but it's being meant l'shem shemayim, is soifo l'hiskayim. At the end, you'll come out with the emes, you know which way you're supposed to do, what the emes is. Other than she'enu l'shem shemayim, any controversy you have, which is not done l'shem shemayim, just time to have the machlekes, is ein soifo l'hiskayim. You're not going to end up with the MS, with the Biru, to know what to do. Now, Ezeu hi machlekes shehi l'shem shemayim. What's called the machlekes that's being done l'shem shemayim? Zu machlekes hilel v'shamay. That's the machlekes we have in the Gemara, machlekes hilel v'shamay. They didn't argue for the sake of arguing. Each one said their shita, what they hold, is Devar Hashem MS. Each one hold, they hold, that's the Psham learning Torah. V'she'enu l'shem shemayim, o machlekes that's not done l'shem shemayim, zu machlekes korech v'chol adosai. That was machlekes korech, and all his Ada had, k'negin Moshe and Aaron, that wasn't done l'shem shemayim to know the yemes, that was only done l'kanta to make problems, to make tzoros. And the hezbro in this Mishnah is, that if you have a machlekes l'shem shemayim, it's a pshat, you want to know the yemes. You're not only arguing to put your side, you want to hear the other side, and then we'll think to know which one is emes. If it's not l'shem shemayim as a pshat, you're not interested in hearing the other tzad altogether. You're not even interested in what he has to say. You're only interested that your tzad should be makubal, that people should listen to you. That was Korach. Korach didn't hear at all what Moshe had to say to him, because Korach didn't listen. Korach only wanted his tzad to be known. That's the call of machlekes. That's not l'shem shemayim, and the middle you won't come to an emes. But l'shem shemayim means you're arguing to know what is the emes, what is the rotzon Hashem, what does Hashem want. That was the machlekes Hillel and Shammai. When Hillel said one way, he thought that's the way Hashem wanted it. When Shammai said the other way, he thought that was the way Hashem wanted it. So in the middle, they listened to one another to try and understand, to really know what is the emes. And such a machlekes should like a come to know what the emes is. So the limud is that you're always supposed to listen to both sides. Listen to the other side of the machlekes, and then try and sit down to understand, to figure out which one is the real emes. Mishneh Yudches. Kol ha-mezake es horabim ein chet bo al yodoy. Somebody that teaches Torah to others, or helps others in doing mitzvahs, the madrich them, the derech yishoro, that's called your mezake, the rabbim, you help out other people in avodas Hashem, is ein chet bo al yodoy. Min hashemayim, they'll help you that you won't come to do chatoyim. And the Poshup Shat is a Gemara Numa that says that today that you should not be in Gehenim and your Talmidim will be in Gan Eden. So since you teach others and you have Talmidim, b'schuzeh, you won't be in Gehenim, that means you won't come to do Chatoim. They'll help you min HaShemayim that you won't come to do Chatoim. And the Rabbeinu Yoina says is that you won't even have a Hirur Aveira. And Melo, this is the Schar. Why? She'eschar mitzvah mitzvah. It's the schar of doing mitzvahs is the fact you'll do more mitzvahs. So the fact you're not going to have any averus, that will help you do more mitzvahs. So chol ha-machati as a rabbin, anybody forgets that helps other people do averus, not only helps, but you cause other people to do averus, is they maspikin v'yodai lasas tshuva. When they're shemayin, they don't help you, they make it very hard for you to do tshuva. And the svar is the opposite. That since you cause other people to do averus, they'll go to Gehenim. So we don't want that they should be in Gehenim, and you should be in Gan Eden. You'll do tshuva, you'll be in Gan Eden. Therefore, min hashemayim, they make it very hard for you to do tshuva. And what are the rayas for this? Moshe was zocha. He himself came to the midas of shleimus in chokhmah and maisa, v'zikra as a rabbin. And he also was malamne Torah to Klal Yisrael and taught them how to do the mitzvahs. Is Schus HaRabim Tluya Boy. That the Klai Yisrael did the mitzvahs, the Schus HaRabim is totally in Moshe, as if Moshe got schar for the mitzvahs they did. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Tzidkas Hashem Oso, that Moshe Rabbeinu Lord did the Tzidkas of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Mekayim Kol HaTorah Kula, U'Mishpotov Im Yisrael, that he was Mekayim the Torah with the Klai Yisrael. That the Miri says, the Kol Yisrael Imoy, means all the Kliyos from all the mitzvahs was like being done with Moshe. This to say, Moshe gets the schar for all the mitzvahs. Yeravam, Mashenkin Yeravam, he was Chota, he himself did Chatoim, he made the Egle Zov, he made the Avodah Zarah, the Hechtei Esarabim, and he caused other people to do Chatoim. Is Chet HaRabim Tolui Boy, all the Chatoim that the Rabim did, he gets the Einish for it. It's totally in him. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Melochim, Al Chatois Yerovam Benavot, Asher Chotov, Asher Hechti Es Yisrael. It's even the Chatoim that the Klal Yisrael did, it's called Chatois Yerovam. It's all because of him, and he gets the Einish for it. So what we learn out from this Mishnah is that Avad Mitchilo is supposed to Ksheit Atzmecho V'yachakach Ksheit Acherim. First, you're supposed to make sure you yourself do the mitzvahs and learn Torah, but even after you do the mitzvahs and learn Torah, there's a tremendous inyan to help other people learn Torah and do mitzvahs. To be mezakeh harabim, it's a tremendous chus to work on the rab and work on other people to make them learn Torah, to make them do mitzvahs, to make them put them on the right derech. And every time you help somebody else, whatever they do, you also get a mixas schar in what he ends up to do. In the Mishnah Yutes, Kol mi sheyesh biyodoi shloisha dvorim halolu. Okay, so whoever has these three things is mitalmidov shel Avram Avinu. He's a Talmud from Avram Avinu, which means that he's going after the same midas that Avram Avinu has, and he's going in his path. Is ushloisha dvorim achirim, and people that have three other midas is mitalmidov shel Bilam Harosha. They're a Talmud, they're going after the path, the ways of Bilam HaRosha. What are the first three things that are good? That the midas of Avraham Avinu, Ayin Toivo, he has a good eye. So the Rabbeinu Yonah says it means he has the midas of Nedivus, he likes to give to other people. Like it says by Avraham Avinu, Vayikach ben Voko Rach V'Toiv. When he came to give the Malachim teeth, he gave them a good piece of meat, rach v'toiv. The Batanura learns the pshat, ayin toiv means, yo mestapek b'ma sheyesh loy, v'einoy choymed momen achirim. Like, yo smech b'cholka, you have a good eye. Whatever you have, you're happy with. You don't want what other people have. That's ayin toiv. The second meat is, v'ruach nomoicha. He has a humble mind. Which means he has the midah of anova, like it says by Avraham Avinu, v'anoichi ofo v'efer, he held he was nothing, kineged HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and who are the nafil lufnei boss of Adam. He was very humble. And the third meter is the nefesh shvola. That means he has an undemanding soul. It means he doesn't have tithes to run after, keep on taking more and more hanor from Olam Hazir. As Rabbi Yehuda says, Shloi chofetz petanugim uvechol hanois Olam Klal. And that was the midah of Avraham Avinu. He didn't go after the hanois of Olam Hazir, but instead he went after doing Avodas Hashem, doing mitzvahs. So the Mishnah says, is mitalmidav shel Avraham Avinu. With these three midas, you're a Talmud, you're going after the path of Avraham Avinu. Mashenkin, somebody that has an eye in Ro, he has a bad eye. It means he's looking to get from other people. Or else he doesn't have the midah to give. He only wants to take. That's an eye in Ro. Veruach gevoya. Or else he has a haughty mind. He makes himself a bagaivenik. Venefesh rechova. And he has a demanding soul that he wants to take more and more taiva. Is mi talmidav shel Bilam Harosha. That's a bad midah. That's the midah of Bilam Harosha. So the Mishnah, Ma bein Talmidav shel Avraham Avinu le Talmidav shel Bilam Harosha. What's the difference between the midas of Avraham Avinu and the midas, if you do the midas of Bilam Harosha, is Talmidav shel Avraham Avinu, if somebody that goes after the midah of Avraham Avinu is knowing like Avraham did, is Oichlen Boilam Hazeh. You'll eat in this world. Ve Noichalim Boilam Habo. And you also receive inheritance in Olam Habo. You receive a chelek in Olam Habo. Shenema, the Pasuk says in Mishlei, Lahamchil Oyhavai. HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes a yesh, means to inherit in a substance, and the Batnura learns yesh goes in Olam Habo, so the HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give them Olam Habo. V'yotzroisehem amalei, and I will fill their oitzrois, their warehouse, their storage house. So that the Batanura says that's going in Amalei Boilam Hazeh, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu pays back to the Tzadikim and Olam Hazeh also. They have a good life. Masha'in came to the Mishnah. Avol Talmidav Shabilam Harosha, somebody that does these Midas of Bilam Harosha, is Yorshim Gehenim. He'll go into Gehenim, which means in Olam Hazeh, he'll go into Gehenim. V'yordim Lever Shachas, and Olam Habo, he'll be going down to Lever Shachas, to the pit of destruction. Shenemarat, the Pasuk says, V'yatoy lekim toridem Lever Shachas. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring them down to the Ber Shachas. That means in Olam Habo, they won't be Zeichot Olam Habo. An Sheidomim, the people that kill, Omirmo, Lo Yechutzu Yimeim, they won't even live out half their life. That means, and also Olam Hazeh. Erbani Eftach Boch. But me, a dobre mal saying, but I'll be b'teich in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So the mission is saying that if you have these three good midos, you'll be zeicher to Olam Hazeh, and you'll also be zeicher to Olam Habo. What does it mean you'll be zeicher to Olam Hazeh? That's poshid, that somebody that has a good eye, an eye in toivo, means he's happy whatever he has. That's called an usher. A zeil usher who's called a real rich person, asmech techolkai. You're satisfied with whatever you have. That's a happy life. You won't want. Ruach namoicha, you're humble. You don't look for covet. You don't run after gaiva. The nefesh shvola. You don't want other things. You don't run after the hanos olam hazeh. You're satisfied with whatever you have. That's called enjoying olam hazeh. And pshita olam habo, you get the schar for the mitzvahs toivah, for the avodas Hashem that you're doing. And in the hapachu, the other way, is like bilam harosha, you get their shachas, you won't get Olam Hazeh, and you won't get Olam Habo. And what does that mean? He won't have Olam Hazeh. As we say, Mishe Yesh Loi Mono Rotsu Mosayim. If you have a nefesh rechova, you have a nefesh that you always want, and want the more and more, so you're never satisfied. Whatever you have, you want more. Somebody only has 100, he wants 200. He's only missing 100. If somebody has 200, then he wants 400. So he's missing $200. If somebody has $400, then he's going to want $800. He's missing $400. From the place, if you have this midah to want more and more, so the more you have, fakir, the poorer you are, the less you have. Because the more and more you're going to want to have. Yeah, Mishneh Chof. Yehuda ben Tema Omer. Heve az kanet kanomer. You should be strong as a leopard.
V'kal kanesher. He should be light as an eagle. V'rotz katzvi. And you should run fast like a deer. V'gibor klari. And you should be strong like a lion. For what? La'sais ritzoin ovicha shebashamayim. To go to do the rotzen of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, which means to do the mitzvahs. The person sits down to do the mitzvahs, he shouldn't be lazy, he shouldn't stop doing it because people have tainas on him, but you're supposed to be as kanomer. You're supposed to be strong as a leopard. Which the Batanura learns, it means you should not have bush, you should not be embarrassed to ask questions from your Rebbe, even though you don't understand it. You're embarrassed to ask. No. As kanemer. Go and ask all your questions. You want to learn, you want to know more and more. The more you'll ask, the more you know. And some say, first and learn is going, if people laugh at you when you're doing mitzvahs, don't stop doing the mitzvahs because they're laughing at you. No, but as kanemer. What's the kal kanesher? Be light like an eagle. That means the Batnura says, lachzer alimutcho lalo yigia. Keep on chazering over your learning to say the chazer more and more and don't become lazy. And about the other mafarshim learn, kal kanesher means be lesrachek min haver, stay away from doing averus. Verotz katzvi is supposed to run like a deer. That means acha mitzvah kalak avachamura, to run after even small meisim toivim, small mitzvahs, the same way you run after doing bigger mitzvahs. To say this, verotz katzvi. And what's the gibor kari? You should be strong like a lion. That goes on lichvash es yitzrechom, to hold back yitzhara, not to give in to do the averus. And there's all, this is the derech, how you go to be able to do bishleimus, to avoid the sab Hashem. Yehuha yo'imer, he used to say, which goes back to Yehuda ben Temo, az ponim legehenim. Somebody has azaz ponim, it means a chutzpenik. He'll end up in gehenim. Uvoishes ponim leganedim. But somebody that has boisha, somebody that has embarrassment, is ashamed, is that the midah of the Gan Eden. For that the midah toivah, you come end up in Gan Eden. Like the Gemara Nedarim says, kol adam sheyesh by boishes ponim, and anybody that has the midah of being embarrassed from other people, is loydim heiru chayta. He won't do chatoim so fast. And the Pasuk in Shmoy says, uvavor tia yirosa yapnechem levulti sechato. If you have yira, you're afraid of other people, you won't come to do chatoim so fast. The yom nom boishes ponim, this is lashon hamiri, that people that have embarrassment, is mevi yesodim limoshech achar atoivim vayishorim. This will make you go after good people and learn good things. Ki yovosh ba'atzma miacherim, because you're going to be embarrassed in yourself to do bad things. This will bring you to midah of toivim, which will bring you to Gan Eden. The Mishnah ends off, Yirotzei Milfonecho, Hashem Elokeinu, She'tivne Ircho B'mehero, that it should be built up, the Ir Hashem, which is Yerushalayim, B'yameinu, in our days, V'tein Chalkeinu B'serasecha, and give us our portion in your learning, in your Torah. Now this Mishnah is the only place we find that the Mishnah says a Tefillah in the Mishnah, Yirotzei in the Tefillah. Now some of Farshim learn that since Ben Tema was talking about the beginning, he said, have az kanomer, that there is an Indian sometimes to have azus upon him, when you're doing avodas Hashem, to do it strong. Please don't give in to the people that laugh at you while you're doing mitzvahs. But you should have the mid of azus sometimes. Then he ends off, but if you're not doing the azus l'shem shemayim, the mid of azus by itself is a bad midah, stam to be chutzpedik, it's a mid of gehenim. They'll bring it to Gehenim, and it's brought down, there'll be a lot of chutzpah in the world. So Mela, since he was talking about chutzpah, he made a tefillah, that even though Yemois HaMashiach, there will be chutzpah, but when it comes to build up again the Beis HaMikdash, and we should be zeicha on the chelek of the terrors of Hashem, it should not be with the midas of Azaz, but only with the chesed of HaKadosh Baruch Hu.